With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The proposed $100 million medical campus, Health City Kimana Bay, will be located to the south of the recently expanded Cayman International School at the intersection of the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway and the Airport Connector Road. Health City Cayman Islands says it's not requesting any additional concessions outside of its original agreement with the Cayman Islands government, and the services the expansion will provide continue to fall within the scope of the previously planned phases. DART's Chief Executive Officer Mark Vandeville said the projects align with DART's established track record of successful partnerships, investing in innovations in healthcare, education, and infrastructure that benefit the wider community. The facility is estimated to take 12 to 18 months to complete, contributing economic stimulation both during construction and post-construction. Health City says it's also intending to increase its presence in the Sister Islands with the opening of an office in Cayman Brac. Health City physicians will provide much-needed accessible specialist healthcare and alleviate the needs for patients to travel to Grand Cayman for outpatient follow-ups and checkups. And Chief Pilot and Cayman Airways Captain Carrie Panton says it feels good to fly in the skies again now that the Boeing 737-8 aircraft fleet has returned to service.
It is an extremely good aircraft. There is none safer. Nobody can come approach anyone and say, you know, here's a safer aircraft. This aircraft went through a recertification program for about 20 to 21 months. All the world's major regulators went through it with a fine-tooth comb. We have reviewed all the, you know, as much data as we can get as an operator, and I can tell you that I am 100% satisfied and feel safe about this aircraft.
As you heard right here on Radio Cayman, it's been almost 2 years since the national airline voluntarily grounded the fleet following the two fatal crashes involving the same aircraft. Last week, residents of Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac were invited to tour the fleet and participate in a meet and greet with the national airline's pilots and crew. In regional news, health officials have admitted that more than 30 people got their second COVID-19 vaccination too early and will have to get a third shot to ensure they are fully immunized. The Ministry of Health disclosed the mistake on Thursday night and also reported two new cases of the virus out of 337 test results, taking the total number of infected people since the start of the pandemic close to the 700 mark. More than 13,000 vaccines have been administered so far, and the government is hoping a third of the population of around 64,000 will be vaccinated by the end of March. A spokeswoman with the ministry says those who had taken the vaccine early were contacted by the two vaccination centers, and a third vaccine will be offered to them 21 days after the second dose. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on a United Nations convoy in the east of the country. Italy's foreign ministry said Luca Attanasio was shot dead along with an Italian military policeman near the town of Cagnamahoro at the Virunga National Park. These officials say the attack was an attempted kidnapping. Hundreds of thousands of people have filled the streets of Myanmar, from its biggest cities to rural townships, in a peaceful display of protest against the three-week-old military regime. The Burmese authorities, who seized power by ousting Myanmar's elected government, tried to stop the protests, warning on state television that demonstrators risked losing their lives. The director of Beijing's Hong Kong and Macau office has said only people considered patriots should be able to hold key posts in Hong Kong's government. Xiao Baolong said the territory's election system must be reformed to ensure this. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to announce a four-stage relaxation of coronavirus lockdown restrictions in England. Initially, all schools will reopen on the 8th of March, while outdoor gatherings of up to six people or two households will be permitted from the end of March. The first real-world results of Britain's vaccination programme indicate it's having a hugely beneficial impact on preventing serious illness. Figures from Scotland found that in the fourth week after the first flu jab, hospital admissions were reduced by 85% and 94% for the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines respectively. BBC News.